Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Just Glow With It. My name is Jasmine, and here we talk about all things wellness, spirituality, personal development, self-love, and everything else in between. So if you're ready to grow, connect with like-minded people, and become the greatest version of yourself, then keep on listening. Remember to just glow with it. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. I am so excited for today's episode because I'm going to be talking about how I manifested my ideal job in holistic health and wellness. And I say ideal job, not dream job, for a very specific reason, which I will explain in the podcast in this episode. But basically, I'm going to be talking about how I manifested this amazing job, the method of manifestation that I use, because there are many methods to manifesting. I'm also going to be talking about exactly what I asked for, which is exactly what I received, the journey between asking for my desire and waiting for it to come, what I learned about manifestation in this process, and how you can learn to manifest your desires based on what I learned through this process and how I did it exactly. What I'm about to share, you can apply to anything you want to manifest. Manifestation is very universal, and so this could apply to anything that you may want. So before we get into today's episode, I want to ask everyone to please subscribe to this podcast if you are not already subscribed. And if you could please leave a review, because it helps other people to find this podcast. So now that that is all out of the way, let's go ahead and get started with today's episode. So as always, I like to give a little background on whatever it is that I'm talking about, just to give some context to my manifestation. So I would say since about 2017, I have jumped around from job to job looking for something that felt like my right now, and nothing has ever felt right to me. So the reason why I say I manifested my ideal job and not my dream career is because I know exactly what my dream career is. I want to grow Just Glow With It into a holistic health and wellness brand. I want to grow this podcast, my YouTube, my blog. I want to coach clients and maybe even open up a practice where I'm doing something in holistic health. That is my end goal, and I can see and feel that for myself right now. I know that I am destined to be my own boss, and there's just no way that I can work for someone else for the rest of my life. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but for me, I just know that I'm destined for something else. So the reason why I'm calling this my ideal job is because it's not my dream career, as I just stated. But the thing is, I know that it's going to take time and energy and consistency to get to that point of achieving my dream career. But obviously, I have to make some means of income, and I have to make money right now before I reach that level that I aspire to reach. And I completely understand that. But I can't even begin to explain how many jobs I've gone through from the beginning of 2017 to the end of October 2018. So in the book, A Return to Love by Marianne Williamson, it says that your career should be an extension of yourself. It should be a part of you. And I really felt that when I read that, because every job that I've had since now, I always felt like I had to be somebody I wasn't. I felt like I couldn't be my real authentic self. Or it was like when I would go to work, I felt like I was going into this alternate universe and where I wasn't me and I had to be a different person to fit into this mold. It just felt like every job that I've had, I wasn't able to be myself, and it was as if I had to put on a mask every single time I went to work. And I was just sick of that feeling. And when I read the part in A Return to Love where it says your career should be an extension of you, that is what I knew I wanted to feel in my next job. I no longer wanted to feel like I was always wearing a mask or I was in this alternate universe. I wanted it to be an extension of myself. When I quit my last job, which was in the beginning of October 2018, I made a commitment to myself that the next job I have is going to be in perfect alignment with me. And I knew whatever I did, it wasn't going to be my dream career because, as I mentioned, my dream career is something that I have to create for myself and that I'm currently creating right now as I'm speaking. But I also didn't want to feel miserable in the process either, like I was in all my previous jobs. I knew that I wanted to enjoy what I was doing for the time being. And I had gone through enough jobs and different experiences to learn what it was I wanted and what I didn't want. I have learned what I want to do, how I want to feel, what I want to experience, and who and what I want to be around. And I made the commitment to myself that I would not settle until I received all of that or better. With all that being said, how I actually manifested this, my ideal job. So when it comes to manifestation, there are many, many different methods that you can manifest things. You can visualize, you can act as if, you can speak it into existence, you can feel the feelings, you can literally manifest in any way that you want. My personal favorite, though, is through scripting or journaling, and that's what I did for this desire. So the day I quit my job, I wrote a letter to universe and God, and I was telling the universe and God what I wanted in my next job and what my non-negotiables were. And non-negotiables are things that you will not sacrifice in your desires. These are things that you must have, no exceptions. And so I'm going to read you, I'm going to summarize the letter that I wrote to the universe, and it's 333 right now. But anyways, so I'm going to summarize the letter that I actually wrote to the universe about what I want for my next job and also what my non-negotiables were, just to give you a rough idea of maybe what you can do if you prefer to do the journaling method. Basically, I start off by saying, Dear Universe, God, I did it. I really did it. I quit my job. I sent the email. It's done. It's over. And now I am ready. I am ready for the love and abundance of the universe to take over. I have surrendered. I don't know what's to come next. I don't know when, where, how, or why. And frankly, that's not my job. So I'm not going to worry about it. In this moment, I surrender how I think things should be or how I think the outcome or the plan should play out, because right now I am allowing the universe and God to have full control over that, because I know that your plan is far greater than mine. While I don't know all the details, I do know how I want to feel. And so basically, throughout the letter, I describe how I want to feel at my next job. But basically, I just say that I want to feel creative, I want to be flexible, I want freedom, I want to be doing something where I feel like I'm serving people in a positive way and I'm making a positive impact in their lives. I also say that I want to be helping and healing people and shining my light in the best way that I can, in whatever way that I can. I surrender to the universe and to God, and whatever is meant for me, may it be for me. And I know that the universe has my back and everything is working out the way that it is meant to, and I just say thank you, and so it is. So that's pretty much what I said in my letter to the universe. And as you can tell, I focused on what I wanted to feel. And that's a really, really big thing with manifestation and the law of attraction is you need to focus on the feelings, because a lot of times it isn't our desire that we truly want. It's the feeling our desire will bring us that we want. It's never really about the job, about the money, about the relationship, about the body. It's none of those things. It's what you will feel when you manifest those things. That's what you really want. So when you're writing your letter to the universe about your desire, focus on how you want to feel. Now, for my non-negotiables, these are things that I also included in my letter, and these were things that I was not going to give up. These were things that I needed to have in my next job. And I need to mention, when it comes to non-negotiables, this is where it gets a little bit tricky, because you need to be specific, but not too specific where you are blocking something even better from coming into your life. Hopefully, through my non-negotiables, you can kind of get an idea of what I'm talking about. But also, whenever it comes to trying to manifest something, I always end my letters or whatever I'm asking for with "and this or better." That way, I'm allowing myself to be open to my desire or something better, because I may think that I want something, but there may be something out there that's even better than what I'm imagining. So ending things with "and this or better" is very important. So these were my non-negotiables for my next job. These were things that I had to have. And these things include the ability to connect with other spiritual, creative, and inspiring people, impacting the people around me and my clients in a positive way, the ability to still work on my personal goals and my dreams, and to have the freedom to focus on my passion work, which is building Just Glow With It and my brand and things like that, to enjoy what I do every day and get fulfillment out of it, the ability to meet all kinds of wonderful people, to be surrounded by by people that inspire me and who I can learn and grow from, where I'm greatly appreciated and I need to be greatly appreciated and cared about. I need to be able to grow, learn, and expand to the next level of my business and life. And my next job needs to be a part of my lifestyle. It can't just be a job. And so those were my non-negotiables. And I do want to say that I did receive everything I asked for in my non-negotiable list, and I'm so grateful for that. That was the first step in my manifestation process. I quit my job, which, by the way, you don't have to quit your job to manifest your dream job. This was just something that I had to do for myself and for personal reasons, but you definitely don't have to do that. So writing my letter to the universe and getting clear on what I wanted and how I wanted to feel was the first step in my manifestation process. However, I will say that this specific process was not easy for me, and it definitely wasn't a quick process. It took me about 3 months from the day I quit my job to the day I got offered this new job to manifest this desire. And there are a few reasons why this process was difficult for me and why it took as long as it did. And I want to talk about these things to help you better understand the manifestation process and how the law of attraction works. And I want others to learn from my personal experience, because I definitely learned a lot, and I know others can benefit from this as well. There are a few reasons why this process took as long as it did. The first reason was being that the universe was testing me to see if I really wanted what I said I wanted and if I believed I could actually have it. And that's the thing with the universe, is that you may ask for something and the universe is going to test you to see if you actually are willing if you actually want it. So you see, during these 3 months, I did receive so many job interviews, but they weren't in alignment to my higher self, into what I knew I wanted. And my ego would say, just take the job, you need money and things like that. But this was the same mistake that I've been doing in the past, and why I was always jumping from job to job, because I would listen to my ego and I would give in to fear and I would give in to the thoughts of, oh, but I need a job, I need to pay bills, I can't be without a job. And so I would settle because of fear, and then I was basically failing the tests of the universe. And I knew this time around I was not going to make the same mistakes that I had made in the past. So I knew I couldn't listen to my ego or my fears anymore of not having a job. And I had to trust and believe that what I wanted was out there. It really was difficult for me to turn down jobs, because a part of me felt guilty, because during this time my boyfriend was supporting me. And I felt guilty, like he was over here paying for me and I'm turning down jobs when that job could have made things easier on him. And he never pressured me or made me feel bad about it, but I personally felt bad that I could have easily gotten a job within a week from quitting my last job, and he wouldn't be so stressed. But I had to just sob it out and just trust that something was out there for me. So that was the first reason why the process was difficult for me. The second reason why I believe it took as long as it did was because I was doing a lot of things wrong. And I am going to make another episode on the do's and don'ts of the law of attraction and manifestation, but I will discuss some of it right now. And some of the reason why it was difficult for me to manifest was because I had a lot of limiting beliefs around my desire. So some of my limiting beliefs and thoughts were, you know, is this really possible for me? Is there actually a job I could enjoy even though I know it isn't my dream job? Can I actually have all that I want and all that I'm asking for? Or am I crazy to think that I can have all of this and be happy? And am I stupid for declining these interviews when I know I need a job? So those were just some of the negative beliefs and questions I was holding on to. And in order for my desire to come into fruition, I needed to change my thinking and my beliefs. I needed to believe that these things were possible for me and that I could have everything I wanted and then some. And the third reason why this process was difficult was because I had so much resistance. So aside from limiting beliefs, resistance is also another big thing that will block you from your blessings and from your desires manifesting. What I mean by I had a lot of resistance is that instead of just trusting that everything was going to work out in divine timing and perfect order, like I know it will, I would constantly stress about when my job was going to come, how it would come, what it would look like, what I would be doing, and I would worry about bills, and I wasn't trusting in God, and this was blocking my blessing. So during these 3 months, I really had to practice strengthening my faith in the universe and in God and in just letting go of resistance and truly surrendering. But when you're someone who needs to know everything, when you need to know the details about everything, and you've always been ego-based like myself, that can be very hard to do. But it was like the more that I stressed myself out, the longer it was taking for my desire to manifest. And it wasn't until I read the book, A Return to Love, which I just mentioned, and it was the chapter, I don't remember what the chapter was called, but the chapter was all about surrendering and having faith. And it wasn't until I read that specific chapter that I really learned what it meant to let go and to surrender. And I highly recommend this book to everybody. This book isn't necessarily about the law of attraction or manifestation. This book is more about life in general, and it gives amazing insight, and it's just a really, really good book, and I learned a lot. But back to what I was talking about, the specific chapter really taught me what it means to surrender. And the moment that I surrendered my job to the universe, into God, that is when my job came to me. And it's so crazy how it happened. So just to recap, I tell the universe exactly what I want to feel at my next job, right? I write my letter, I send it out to the universe. But then I spend the next 3 months stressing and worrying about the why, the how, and everything that's not my job to worry about. Then I read the chapter of surrendering and letting go in the book A Return to Love, and then that's when I decide to do that. So I write another letter to the universe, and in short, basically, I pretty much say, you know what? Fuck everything. I have no idea what's happening. I don't know what my next job is going to look like. I don't know what I'll be doing. I don't know anything anymore, but I'm done trying to know everything. Me stressing out has done absolutely nothing for me, and I'm just done. I'm just over it at this point. And what I also say in my letter is, all I know is that at my next job, I want to feel fulfilled and happy and positive and inspired and empowered, and I want to be growing and learning and feeling like I'm impacting people in a positive way, and I want to be helping and healing, right? I say those things and I say, you know, fuck everything else. I don't know what the plan is anymore. I'm leaving it up to you, God. I'm not gonna stress. Fuck it, bye. Like, that's pretty much what I said in my letter, and I just let it go. Like, I truly, truly surrendered everything, and I was just over all the stressing and all the worrying and all the searching, and I was just done, and I just let it go. I wrote that letter and I let it go. After I wrote that letter, I spent the whole day just focusing on myself and focusing on feeling good. I stopped looking for jobs. And I spent the rest of the day doing some yoga. I meditated. I worked on my podcast and on other things for Just Glow With It. I didn't think about my job at all. I didn't think about it at all. I was just focused on the present moment, and I was focused on feeling good, and that was it. I also did some self-care, and I had dinner with my love, and I just enjoyed myself and my day. And the next day, it was the same thing. I did my morning routine, and I just focused on feeling great that whole day. I didn't search for any jobs. I didn't even think about it. I was just doing me and focusing on what I could control at that moment. So my boyfriend and I decided to go to our favorite coffee shop, and we were just there reading, doing whatever it is we do. And then out of the blue, I get a call. And it is from this holistic health and wellness place. And they say that they want to interview me that same day. And I had no idea what this position was for. I didn't even remember applying for it. I didn't even know what I would be doing or anything like that. But when I was talking to the gentleman on the phone, I had such a good vibe from him. I just felt so comfortable. And it was just a very nice conversation. I really enjoyed his energy. However, I didn't want to do it that day just because it felt really rushed to me. So we decided for me to come in on Monday, that following Monday, which is today. Actually, I had my interview today. The whole weekend from Friday to today, I didn't even think about my interview. I wasn't worried about it. I wasn't stressed about it. I just had a good feeling. Like, I just had a feeling this was my job. And my boyfriend even asked me, like, oh, are you nervous about your job? Have you prepared for your interview? And I was like, why do I need to prepare? The job is already mine. And I don't know. I just had this intuitive knowing that this job was mine and I was going to leave my interview employed. And so this morning, I do my morning routine, I meditate, I say what I'm grateful for, I get ready for my interview and I'm relaxed and I'm not nervous and I just feel good. And I get to my interview a little bit early, and before I walk into my interview, I said a little prayer. And basically I said, "Dear God, dear universe, thank you for this opportunity that lies ahead of me. Thank you for manifesting this opportunity in divine timing and perfect order." And I also said, "My goal for this interview is inner peace. If I get this job, amazing. If I don't get this job, that's amazing too, because that means something else is out there for me. Whatever the case, my only goal is inner peace. Thank you." And so it is. And so I just let it go. Even though I had a good feeling about this job, I didn't want to hold too much attachment to it. So that is why in my prayer, I said that my only goal was inner peace, because if I didn't get the job, I would still be okay, because I still have my peace knowing that it just means something else is better. But I kind of had a feeling I was going to get the job. So after my prayer, I go in for my interview, and again, I still don't have any idea what the position is. I just know that it's in a holistic health and wellness. It's a holistic health and wellness company, which is my dream industry. But I don't know what I'd be doing. I don't know the pay. I don't know anything. But I still have just a very good feeling. So as I'm talking to the gentleman during my interview, it was everything that I asked for. Everything that I had in my non-negotiable list and in my letter to the universe, I had received. And this was literally the easiest job interview I've ever done. The gentleman didn't even ask me any interview questions. He didn't ask me the typical, "Tell me about yourself. What are your greatest strengths or your weaknesses?" He didn't ask me anything. All he did was tell me about the position. He told me what I would be doing. He told me the pay, the schedule, and then he asked me if I was interested. And of course I was interested, because it was everything that I asked for. But I was just amazed by, first of all, his energy. I was amazed that it was everything that I asked for. And I was amazed that I wasn't even interviewed. I was basically just offered the job. So he was the manager and I met the owner as well. And I just got good vibes from both of them. And basically in this job, I'm going to be helping heal and support others. I'm going to be a positive influence on others. And there they have a focus on healing of the mind, the body, and the spirit. And their purpose is basically to promote overall positive health and wellness, and it was just perfectly aligned to me. And so I start my job this Wednesday, and honestly guys, this whole process feels like it happened overnight, but I know it didn't. And it's just so crazy how I spent 3 months stressing and worrying and focusing and holding on to so much resistance. And the moment I finally let the resistance go, in the snap of a finger, my desire manifested. Literally, the next freaking morning, I got a call. And you know what's even crazier, guys? Is during my interview, my manager who interviewed me said that he was happy that he was finally able to get a hold of me because he really liked my resume and this and that. And I was like, and I told him, I was honest. I said, "I don't even remember applying for this position." And he told me that he sent me an email about one month ago to come in for an interview, and I never responded. And I don't remember receiving his email. And it verified for me that you have to trust in divine timing and believe that things happen when they should. A month ago, I didn't have the realizations that I have right now. A month ago, I didn't read the chapter on surrendering and letting go. And I feel like I needed to read that chapter to begin this new chapter in my life. and for my manifestation, for my desire to manifest. And it's just so crazy how everything worked out literally in perfect order and divine timing. And I'm just so excited for this new chapter in my life. And I'm just so grateful that I didn't settle, because I had so many opportunities where I could have just said, okay, screw it. Like, I need a job. I need to make money. And I could have easily picked any job that wasn't aligned to me. But the thing is, I would have been in the same position that I was in my last job. And I didn't want to continue living that way. I didn't want to go to a place where I felt like I had to wear a freaking mask. And I wasn't true to myself. I'm done living a life that is not in true alignment to me. And I am just so proud of myself, and I'm so grateful that I stuck it through, and that no matter what my ego was saying, I refused to listen to it, and I refused to settle out of fear or desperation, and I just kept the faith. Even though some days were harder, most days were honestly harder to keep my faith. And it was the last 3 months was 4 months actually. The last 4 months was a struggle. I had to learn that it's okay to be taken care of sometimes, and it's okay to ask for help. I also had to learn to trust in the universe and in God. And I just had to learn to have faith. And I wanted to share my story to help other people when it comes to manifesting their desires. I just want to say, like, I have always believed in the law of attraction. I've always believed in manifestation and all of that. But I never felt like I was any good at it. I always felt like I wasn't doing something right, or I was missing something, because I was never manifesting my desires. And I feel like through this whole process, I really learned that manifestation is real. The law of attraction is real. And I really learned how to work the process. I learned what it means to truly surrender and let go. I say all of this to say that you can have anything that you desire, but it's a process to get that desire. But it doesn't have to be complicated. Manifestation and the law of attraction is actually very, very simple. But it's us humans who make it very complicated, and for no freaking reason. Manifestation, in short, is all you have to do is you need to get clear on what it is you want and how you want to feel. And as I mentioned, it isn't the desire that we actually want, it's the feeling of what the desire will bring us. So get clear on what you want to feel, and you need to ask for it. And once you ask for it, you need to let it go. Do not focus on how it will come to you, or when, or why, or where, or how. Do not focus on those things, because that is not your job. Your job is only to believe it will come to you and to take inspired action as well, because the process of creating your dream life or manifesting is co-creating with the universe. You can't just ask for what you want and then wait for it to come. You also have to take inspired action. So for me, this meant applying to jobs that felt right to apply to. It meant applying to jobs when it felt right to apply to. Doing things when I felt inspired to do them, not when I felt forced to do them. So that's another thing, is you also need to take action, but make sure you're taking the right inspired action. So believe it will and take inspired action. And in the meantime, once you've asked for what you wanted and taken inspired action, you need to focus on feeling good and focus on what you can control. Whatever it is that you want, those feelings, you need to feel those feelings now. Because in order to manifest what you want, you need to become an energetic match to what it is you desire. So feel those feelings now, and then it will come. And that's pretty much how I manifested my amazing job that I'm so freaking excited for. And I just know this job is going to take me to the next level of my business, of my career, and of my life, because this job is in perfect alignment to who I am as a person, to what my life purpose is, and it's going to financially support me as I am building Just Glow With It and everything that I want to do. And I am in the industry that I want to be in. I am in the holistic health and wellness industry, and that is my dream industry. And I know that I'm going to learn so much about the people that I work for and the people that I come across, and I'm just so excited for this process, and I'm grateful. I can't believe it happened, but at the same time, I can believe it happened because it's like, well, duh, of course it's possible. Anything is possible. So I hope that you can take something from my experience and you've learned a little bit more on how the law of attraction works and manifestation. I am also thinking of doing like an episode or a video on the do's and don'ts of manifestation because I feel like there's a lot of confusion. But yeah, that is all I have for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed, and until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.